AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Praise in Cuba, from officials to ordinary citizens, on the island's removal from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism, saying the move by President Obama heals a decades-old insult to national pride. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports this removes a stumbling block to restoring diplomatic relations between Washington and Havana.
In his formal notification to Congress, the president wrote, after a thorough review by a string of U.S. agencies, he can say Cuba has not provided any support for international terrorism over the last 6 months. He also said Cuba has given assurances it will not support acts of international terrorism in the future.
This is tax day, and President Obama is using it to draw new attention to family-friendly tax proposals that haven't exactly been embraced by the Republican leaders of Congress, like expanding tax credits. He'll be answering questions about working family issues at a town hall in Charlotte, North Carolina. Legislation permanently overhauling how Medicare pays physicians has won approval from an unusually united Congress.
The yeas are 92, the nays are 8. And the bill is passed.
Working into the evening, the Senate approved the measure less than 3 weeks after the House passed it by a lopsided vote of 392 to 37. The measure creates a new payment system with financial incentives for doctors to bill Medicare patients for their overall care, not individual office visits. Hundreds of protesters gathered in New York City to march against police brutality. Michael Armstrong says he's angry about the uneasy relationship between police and minority groups.
I'm more safer than the streets of Tel Aviv. I'm safer in Iraq and Iran right now. Come on, man. My grandfather fought for this country, not for his grandson to be shot at.
New York Mayor de Blasio condemned violence tied to the march. An off-duty officer was assaulted by two protesters. This is AP Radio News. Two people were in a Jeep Cherokee that was briefly lifted into the air when a small tornado touched down in a parking lot of the Lane Community College in Eugene, Oregon. Ryan Janicek telling KEVI-TV.
I had just enough time to tell my girlfriend to put her seatbelt on and get mine on as well when the tornado picked the back end of my car up and threw us probably about a good 8 feet in the air and slammed us back down on the ground.
They weren't hurt. Last night at the White House, gospel singer Shirley Caesar performing for the president and others.
Bringing some church to the White House.
This was the latest in a series of White House concerts, this one celebrating the role of gospel music in American life. Aretha Franklin, Lyle Lovett, Darlene Love, among other top recording artists who brought the audience members to their feet. The end performance at the White House concert airs on PBS June 26th. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.